Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The insurance market is balancing stability with growing pressures. According to CAC Group's Q3 State of the Market update, while profitability remains supported by investment income, new challenges are emerging from economic uncertainty, tariffs, and rising replacement costs. At the same time, property renewals, casualty litigation, an evolving cyber landscape, and D&O claims activity are influencing the strategies of both insurers and buyers as they look ahead to 2026. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and other key findings from the update is Nate Baseman. He's head of data and technology at CAC Group. Nate, welcome. It's so great to speak with you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today.
Nate, let's start with the big picture. What are the key takeaways from CAC's Q3 State of the Market update?
The overall insurance marketplace is quite healthy with ample capacity, and we are seeing favorable rate decreases across most lines of coverage, with the exception being the casualty marketplace. And that marketplace is still being impacted by nuclear verdicts and social inflation, which is eroding insurance profitability.
And what about rising replacement costs and broader economic trends? How are they influencing underwriting decisions and claim severity today?
With respect to rising replacement costs, insurers are seeing that the increased cost of materials and labor is driving their claim severity. And as a result of that, insurers are being more conservative with their valuations of assets, and there's increased scrutiny on the construction materials, the property age, and the location of those risks. In addition, in certain sectors, there's concern about supply chain issues and labor shortages, which may also result in slowing repair times, which may increase that claim severity as well. This may lead to them limiting certain coverages or declining certain high-risk properties in certain geographic locations. With respect to the economic uncertainty, right now, insurers seem to be taking a more cautious approach and a more wait-and-see approach to understand how some of those underlying fundamentals may change claims frequency or severity. And as a result, they're being a little bit more cautious when they're expanding into different sectors or different regions. And they're trying to understand how some of that inflationary prices may impact severity or how the nuclear verdict trend may be impacted by economic uncertainty, in addition to how that may lead to changes in the labor force, which may drive work comp outcomes as well.
Nate, looking at property, how are January 2026 reinsurance renewals expected to shape market conditions, especially for cat-exposed versus low-hazard risks?
Right now, we're seeing ample capacity in both traditional marketplaces as well as non-traditional, like cat bonds and ILS marketplaces. And while losses remain high, the lack of any major hurricane activity has been favorable for these insurers. And so if that environment persists for the remainder of 2025, I'd expect that the reinsurance marketplace at the 2026 renewals will also be soft as well. And so therefore, if that condition persists, I'd anticipate cat-exposed properties, especially those that are loss-free, will most likely continue to see rate reductions in the single to mid-low double digit. And then for those properties that are not cat exposed, they may even see larger decreases.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And what about the casualty side? What factors are contributing to higher umbrella premiums? And could workers' comp face pricing pressure going forward?
Yeah, with respect to casualty, The nuclear verdict and social inflation environment is continuing to persist. So we're still seeing high levels of litigation on those claims, as well as increased jury awards. And in addition, we're seeing rising legal costs, which are also contributing to the higher claim severity. In addition to those trends, rising medical inflation is also driving those claim severities higher as well. Pivoting to work comp, while work comp has had decreasing loss frequency the last several years due to certain reforms, loss prevention, safety efforts, and telemedicine, that's all can help to moderate those costs. There is concern about future activity and future trends that may drive more severity. And the question remains on whether that increased severity will offset the reduction in frequency. So some of the things that carriers are paying attention to is the rising medical inflation, wage and payroll growth, some of the labor market dynamics, whether that be labor shortage or generational impacts on claim severity, and claims trends in the increasing cumulative trauma and mental health claims. And so as those claim severities start to bleed into insurance portfolios, there may be a potential that that might erode that profitability and in the future lead to rate increases.
In D&O, how are trends in AI, cryptocurrency, and SPAC-related litigation reshaping claims activity and underwriting practices?
Yeah, these are certainly the most recent emerging trends, and I'll kind of break down each of those three components. With respect to AI, there's a lot of regulatory uncertainty as AI just continues to rapidly evolve, and some of the regulatory frameworks are struggling to keep up with that. And so as those regulatory frameworks are constantly evolving, there's some concern about organizations that may be violating those rapidly changing environments. There's also concern about privacy and bias concerns that may trigger lawsuits as a result of those AI products, as well as AI becomes more integrated into organizational products, some of the directors and officers may face claims if these systems malfunction or cause harm. And so under AI, underwriters are going to have more scrutiny, which may eventually lead to more emerging AI-related coverages. Pivoting to crypto, the cryptocurrency market is just a more volatile marketplace. And that more volatile marketplace exposes companies that have cryptocurrency-related activities to that market fluctuation. And as that market fluctuates more, the directors and officers may face more lawsuits if they mismanage some of those risks. In addition, there's increased regulatory and consumer protection environments, which also may lead to adverse claim scenarios if corporations aren't in compliance. And then with respect to SPAC-related litigation, a lot of the concerns are about the disclosure and accounting issues. So mainly in particular, if a company has material and undisclosed liabilities or other risks, they may face potential lawsuits about their improper due diligence. And also in an area that we are seeing increased regulatory attention, which may lead to some outcomes and potentially exclusions down the road.
Nate, looking ahead to this year's fourth quarter and beyond, what should insurers and buyers watch most closely across cyber and other key lines?
Yeah, so with respect to cyber and some of the things I just mentioned in the directors and officers, and as technology is rapidly changing, we're in a world with just new and evolving risk every day. And so I'd expect a lot more underwriting scrutiny around an organization's ability to manage these certain risks. In addition, as the rate decreases are occurring, we're also seeing an increased claims trend. And while there's ample capacity right now, I'd anticipate that as these claim trends increase, it may lead to an environment where it's eroding enough of the insurer's profitability that some of these rate decreases start to stabilize and potentially start to pivot to more of a positive increased rate environment.
Nate, this has been such a fascinating and informative discussion, and it's been a pleasure. And I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That That was Nate Baseman, Head of Data and Technology at CAC Group. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chartis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.